dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is back. It re-aired itself. It returned to us. It was the mid-season premiere that aired Monday night, February 29th. The episode is called Wrath of the Villains, Mr. Freeze. Alongside of me, I can't do it by myself. I have Miss Amy McCracken from the VRO.com. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet. Oh, my God. I'm so happy that song just made my heart go boop, 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 boop.
I know. Everybody, you tuning in for the first time, Amy just loves that intro. She just
I love Gotham. Everything about it, I love it.
Yes. And you know what? And you and I were talking off the air. I swear to God, I thought this was like season three.
And I told you it was season two, and you didn't believe me.
I didn't believe her.
That's what hurt.
And I went on good shows, and I'm like, oops, yeah, it's season two. It's just this whole mid-season. Like, they'll be like, dun-dun-dun, four episodes, dun-dun-dun, climax, mid-season finale. And then it returns, like, in a month, 2 months.
3 months.
And then it's going to play what? We're probably going to show maybe, like, five more episodes, and it's going to be finale time.
Exactly. That's how they do it.
Pisses me off. But it feels good, because I have to put it out there. I watch a lot of TV, okay? And Gotham.
Well, I mean, you have to.
Gotham's one of my favorite shows.
Mine too.
Yeah, I like me some Gotham.
And like I turn the phones off. I turn the iPads off. I'm watching Gotham.
You disconnect.
I disconnect. Well, and Jim Gordon are right there fighting crime together.
I was just about to say that you have some sick fascination stalker to Detective Gordon.
Yep, I love Detective Gordon.
It's kind of weird. But let's move on. Let's talk about this premiere episode.
Where do you want to start?
A lot of stuff happened.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff. Let's just start off with that first 3 minute intro. It was like throwing all the stuff that happened mid-season, beginning of season two. I love the first 3 minutes. I even stopped and I was like, how long was that? I was like, oh, that was 3 minutes. I mean, if you forgot anything, bam, it caught up.
Yeah, they gave it to you. And that's what I like. Because some TVs, they're like, you know, previously on and they show you 2 seconds. And you're like, dude, I have to watch the last episode.
Yeah, they're like, recently. And you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I just blinked. What happened? I don't even know. Here, it was good to see all the criminals. Barbara. We don't know, Joker.
He's the Joker.
So many people in this. And then, of course, this episode opens up with Gordon getting drilled by Harvey Dent. And did you notice Barnes's face just watching him? It's like,
yeah, see, Barnes doesn't trust him. Does not trust him at all.
I think he does. Well, he did kind of shake his hand at the end and kind of pull him close and was like, I'm going to trust you. You know, but I think, what do you think? Barnes deep down inside is like, yeah, this is bullshit.
Yeah, he's definitely calling bullshit on this, and that's why he needs to disappear.
Now, do you think that is going to mess up their relationship? Like, do you think Barnes is going to allow that to get in? I mean, because it seems like Barnes is a very straight by the book. Like, there wasn't any evidence. He knows, but in his gut, as a cop, he knows something's fishy. But do you think that's going to, like, mess up the relationship with him and Gordon?
I think it will. I definitely think it will.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And you just had to say fish, didn't you?
I didn't say fish. But you're thinking fish.
Yeah, because we got spoiled during the break. And
she's going to be coming.
Mooney's coming back.
She's going to be coming back. Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Don't get me wrong. Don't start hating on me. I love the actress. I hate the character.
Even though that she went all crazy on the Oscars?
Yeah. But heck, Chris Rock kind of put her in her place.
Oh, Chris Rock was awesome in the Oscars. But that's a different show. So
yeah, that's totally different. Go listen to the Oscar recap.
So that goes on, the court stuff. So it seems like Gordon's kind of back a little bit, and everything's normal. It seems I think Barnes is kind of watching out of the corner of his eye. He talked to the Penguin, and the Penguin said, "I did it." So I mean, what else can Barnes do?
Yeah,
you know, it's.
But Jim shot him with his gun.
Well, you know what?
That was not smart.
That's, you know what, now Theo Gallivan is down in Arkham Asylum, down in the freaking Indian Hill Laboratory, so who knows what the hell he's going to come back as.
Oh, please, don't know. Let him be dead.
I don't know what's going down in Indian Hill. I don't know if they're all
a lot of freaky shit. I don't know if they're just experimenting.
And see, you and I, we don't read comics. We don't read ahead of it. Well, sometimes you do read ahead and try to spoil.
I don't
yourself.
Read DC comics.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if this Indian Hill, they come back as a different type of thing, or they're just doing experiments on them, and some come and some don't come.
Yeah,
I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens.
But how is he coming back? He was shot in the head and he had an umbrella down his throat. So, no, he's dead. If he's not dead, we're pulling a gang related.
Here we go. All right. I think he's probably dead. But you never know. His mind could be coming back. His body.
Oh, yeah. Because that one bullet to the head. Mm.
That could have grazed.
That didn't kill him.
No, maybe not. Maybe the umbrella did more of a vocal mess up thing. Who knows? I don't know. What'd you think about Butch and his drill bit on his freaking hand now?
Which drill bit are you talking about?
Oh, I wish I could have been that drill bit with, Tabitha.
I don't know. I don't know if I like it yet.
Please hold on a second. Amy, let's show a little respect to Tabitha, please. Hold on.
Okay.
About 3 seconds of silence, please. Okay, thank you very much. Tabitha. I love Tabitha.
Oh, can we just talk about Drew? Drew's great. Butch, I'm sorry, I'm calling him by his real name. Butch is great.
Butch seems a little out of it.
He does. Like, maybe it's because, he was mind-washed and, brainwashed.
Brainwashed, not mind-washed.
Mind-washed, brainwashed, same thing.
No, it's not.
I don't know. No, I don't know. I want to see more because we only got that little.
Yeah, we only got
you
a little.
Think they're going to work together, though?
I mean, come on, Tabitha kissed him. Hello, I would too. At least I would make out with her, and then I would just kind of, even if I didn't want to be partners, I would still make out with her, let her think that, But I don't know. Butch is too messed up in the head right now. His mind is scrambled. I think old Butch would be able to handle it, but Tabitha's just going to be able to run circles around him.
Yeah. She's definitely going to do that. And that's what I like Tabitha's character when she's badass. I don't like it that she uses her woman charm. Why don't you just kick his ass?
No, it's better to use the woman charm.
I want Falcon to come back.
Oh God. You know what? You're supposed to put that. let's see. Let's talk about Mr. Freeze, Victor.
Okay.
How did you feel about him in the beginning? Because we see him, he freezes a body, and then he freezes a cop. And, of course, immediately you're thinking, oh, Dr. Freeze is such an evil guy. But then you see the situation that he's in.
Mm-hmm.
His wife is totally sick and wants to freeze her. And then I guess somehow
Don't you remember Batman and Robin?
No, I didn't. That's the crappy one. They're all crappy after. No. Don't get me wrong. I watched the Batman movies, but some of them I was like, really? You stupid.
It's sad.
Yeah. And that's the thing I had in my notes. It's like, the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, he's just misunderstood. He's trying to save his wife. And then when he goes out in the basement, it opens up the freezer and you see all those bodies there. I'm like, oh, that could be something, a problem there, Victor.
But what would you do that?
If
it was Lisa, would you do that?
If I had the brains like Victor and the technology, mm-hmm. Yes, I would. That's why.
Good for you.
That's why I'm just like, yeah, that's why I was like, okay, I can get it. I get it. And then at the end, he actually turns himself in. And then, of course, sees that the
pharmacist.
Yeah, the pharmacist wake up. But he was using A16 chemical, whatever it was. Brought him back. And so he's like, mm-hmm. I'm out this bitch. And then he even says, Nora, I'm coming to rescue you. And then Nora, like a G, Bonnie and Clyde, she's like, I ain't giving him up. He's trying to save me. Ooh, see, I don't know. So
I like it. I really like their relationship.
I really do.
I'm excited to see more.
I do. And at first I was like looking at my clock and I was like, how are we going to do this? And then I realized, I was like, this is going to be like a two part. And then of course you see the commercial. And then you see Mr. Freeze, and then he gets into his suit. So that's gonna be cool. I don't know if
hopefully he ditches the minivan.
I like the Mr. Freeze, and I like
him too. Why do they see? This is what's wrong with Gotham. we're not supposed to like the bad guy.
Oh, I know. That, but see, for me, I like shows like that.
I want Jim to go bad for some reason. I'm like, oh God,
shut up. If it's not go bad, Jim, it's take your shirt off and wear a tank top, Jim. It's, you know, oh my gosh, Jim.
Oh, whatever. You know you love Tabitha.
Jim,
you would say the same
Jim
thing.
Punched that guy with his right hook and it was so sexy. Oh my gosh. Jim made his scrambled eggs and bacon for his fiance. It was so sexy. Yeah, let's talk about his fiance that he knocked up.
She was good in Deadpool. I really liked her character in Deadpool.
I have not seen her. I have not seen Deadpool yet.
Are you serious?
Hello? Really? Got a little one.
Mike, the movie guy, hasn't seen Deadpool yet.
for the 50th million time, Mike. I know a lot of people are like, Mike, you're supposed to be Mike, movie guy. You're supposed to see everything and know everything. I'm like, no, I don't. When I worked on the other side of promotions and marketing for movies, I needed, instead of just saying Mike Pierce, email me, call me. I was a dime a dozen to these promotional directors. But when I said Mike, the movie guy, they're like, oh yeah, Mike, the movie guy, I remember you. And that is why. So now it's out there, everybody, because, I'll get random messages on Facebook. We're like, hey, in 1942, who starred in da-da-da, Go Movie Guy? I'm like, what? I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You should reply back. Say Google it like I would.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I did Google. Oh, yeah, they do that. Dude, I'm telling you, it's hilarious. You're supposed to, even my own family, my sister's like, you haven't seen Deadpool, Mr. Movie Guy? I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, shut up. See, if I had
now
Mr.
we know
Freeze's,
what pushes Mike's button. So if, everybody, tweet Mike.
If I had Mr. Freeze's gun, I'd be shooting everybody, including family. Like, I was like, I'll just unfreeze them later on.
Nice.
But
okay, back to Gotham.
But I definitely liked that whole story, and I like that character. And I'm wondering how it's gonna. Do you think this next episode, it's gonna have? I mean, do you think they're gonna capture? They can't capture the Freeze, right? He's got to.
No, he's one of the main guys. Yeah.
I think something's gonna happen to his wife. Which is gonna, and I didn't watch, I don't remember. Is that the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Yes, I don't remember that.
Something happens to his wife.
I know that something's, who knows. So we talked about him. We both like him. Mm-hmm. Great character.
Talk about the Penguin.
Let's first, before we go into Penguin, because this one's here kind of going into Penguin, let's talk about in the beginning with Ed snapping off on Bullock. What did you think about that?
That was, I was a little happy.
Really?
Because I was like, finally, he is, growing some balls.
Well, you do have a thing for serial killers.
I do.
So that got you excited. That got you excited.
It did.
Wow.
But I'm like, should he, keep to himself? Because now I'm wondering if Bullock is going to be like, yo, what's up with him?
I don't know. You know. I think they just took it as like, holy crap, this guy's, I think they're shocked. I don't think they're going to look into his behavior and how he's acting. I think it just totally surprised them like it surprised all of us.
I was happy for him.
I wasn't expecting that.
Now, did you get the same commercials that I got where he's riding around in the car?
Yes. I didn't like that.
You didn't like the commercials?
I just, I get the whole, it's, sponsor. And American Idol does that all the time.
Yeah. I'm like, let me win that car.
Yeah. I know you want to win. Well, the inner. Follow his riddle. I was just like, forward. I don't care about the car. I want to watch more Gotham. That's why I record it. So then Ed sees the Penguin. They start talking. They're very close.
Mm-hmm. But, he sees the Penguin when Barnes brings him in.
Oh, yes. And so does Gordon there, because they're both kind of like, oh, what is he going to say?
Yeah. And how did they catch the Penguin?
I don't know. Maybe he was wobbling and they saw him, walking down the street.
Oh, my God, really?
Well, he was hanging out on Skid Row. he was just hanging out there, and maybe they saw him walking, and bam. I don't know. It's Barnes. Barnes is a super cop.
Yeah, and basically the King of Gotham is Butch now.
So far, I think he's still going to run things from inside. I don't know what, Jesus. But still, Penguin gets sent to Arkham Asylum and meets Doctor Strange. What do you think about that guy?
Oh my God, I don't like him at all.
I've never liked him since Jurassic Park. He's the scientist.
Yeah.
And then Jurassic World, he's the evil scientist. So they used to say, yeah. When I saw, I was like, that's the guy from Jurassic Park.
So it's like basically my Theo. I hate everything he's in.
Yeah, pretty much. I like the actor. I've liked him in movies, but this is scary. It's cool, but
I don't think people understand when we say we don't like the person. It's because every character they play, they make it like real to us, and that's why we just cannot stand that person.
Yeah, I don't.
I know. I totally explained.
He's evil.
Totally backwards.
His name's BD Wong. That's his name, and he's from Jurassic Park and Jurassic World. And he is, and I'm looking at him, and he kind of resembles a little bit. I don't know if the character from the comics, it looks like. I don't know if he's Asian, but he's bald. He's got a little beard, but yeah, I don't know what to think about this Doctor Strange. I mean, he seems really how do I put it?
Strange.
Diabolical.
Yeah, like he can totally mess you up with just, you know, saying those words.
Yeah, you could tell he's a smooth talk, but then he's got a really dark side.
That's the people that scare the shit out of me.
He has a secret elevator. Goes down to Indian Hill and starts talking to people and everything. I don't know what's going to happen with the Penguin. I'm a little worried. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to, I mean, they're going to try some experiments. I mean, you saw.
But, I mean, what are they going to try?
They're going to start doing therapy to try to rehabilitate him. Remember, that's what he told them.
Scares me.
They're going to shock him. They're going to do some. I mean, unless he escapes, I don't know, or someone breaks into.
Butch better go in there and save him.
I don't know if Butch is going to go in there, because look at Penguin
Fish.
Did to him.
Oh my God, what if Fish Mooney's down there?
I think she is. I think she's down there.
That would be so awesome if they made her actually.
Because
look
didn't
at
you
fish.
See the commercial? Didn't you see the commercial with the laboratory and they showed her hair inside a jug of some type of fluid?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep. Yep, 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 yep. So I'm curious.
Totally missed that.
See how that's going to happen. I don't know. I'm a little concerned for Penguin. I'm a little worried. I don't, because, you know, I mean, how do you get him out?
No, I think Nygma will get him out.
They don't even know that there's an underground secret evil lair called Indian Hill down below.
Nygma will figure it out.
All right. I guess we'll see. Let's see what else. I did like the part where Bullock and Gordon are chasing after Mr. Freeze and that security guard in that chair.
Oh my God. Yeah, the head. That was creepy.
Right through the windshield. Frozen solid.
Too bad it wasn't the actual. Like, I wish the guard would have lived, and then the prick who was the pharmacist, he should have had his head through that.
Was he really a prick? He needed a prescription.
He was a prick.
He needed a prescription. He just can't hand out drugs.
He was a prick.
I know that's what y'all do over there in West Virginia where you're from, but over here, gotta
you
have
know,
a piece
people
of it.
In West Virginia really hate you.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know what? I'm sorry, but I've seen the movie A Wrong Turn. Okay?
But I'm not from there.
And Deliverance. I've seen Deliverance, which, by the way, there. Is an awesome movie. And Wrong Turn is an awesome movie, but it's scary in them woods.
Mm-hmm.
We're not get caught there. And speaking of scary. What'd you think about, what's his name? I'm looking in my notes, Nigel ripping out his own eyes, see no evil, do no evil.
Yeah. And see, that's what that doctor can do to you.
Oh, so do you think he can say words to you and you do your own?
Yeah. Cause Nigel was talking to the doctor before he ripped out his own eyeballs.
That is true. I was wondering if maybe an orderly did it
he had blood all over his hands. He did that himself.
So you think Doctor Strange has some type of mental telepathy?
I think so.
He can make people do things?
Yeah.
I don't know. Then I'm a little
worried. He'll hypnotize you and then say bird and you start.
Well, now I'm really worried for Penguin.
Yeah.
Crap.
And he looked scared.
He did, because they're going to you're going to rehabilitate him.
He looked scared.
He just thought they were just going to stick him to cell and that was going to be it. No. You said you were insane. We're going to break you. And I'm a little concerned how that's going to be. Is that going to – I mean, but the Penguin's smart enough. If he acts like they broke him and he's normal, maybe they'll release him, maybe? And he has a better chance of escaping from jail or –
I don't think they're going to release him.
Some type of transfer? I don't know. I hate Gotham because they do this with my emotions.
They need to have Jerome down there and bring him back.
Okay. Anyways, let's see. Are we done?
We are done.
So I've got to ask you. Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give the show?
10.
Are you sure?
10.
Not going to change your mind. You do every – people that are tuning in, every time I ask, she gives me a 10. Then we get off the air. She's like, you know what?
I would change one thing.
I would say – see, I knew it. See, now it's coming out.
Yeah.
What would you change?
Gordon's girlfriend. She didn't need to be in the episode.
Why?
She just didn't. She had no purpose.
She did. She's pregnant.
She just held his hand and walked out the door.
She's pregnant and his with his baby, and she's there for support. Unlike you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just continue being a stalker. Okay?
Yes, I am stalking Gordon.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I'm going to Gotham next week to just, you know, try to find him.
Just don't ruin the show, okay? Thank you very much. All right. For me, I would have to give it a 10 as well. Thought it was a great episode. Great premiere episode. Great intro in the beginning. Great how it just kind of, you got a taste of every character. You know, not a lot of violence happening, shooting and everything else, but it was just a lot of like, ooh, moments.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see how the rest of the season plays out.
Yeah, it left me wanting more, and that's what I like about it.
There you go. Well, Gotham's back. It comes on every Monday night on Fox. What you and I are going to try to do is watch it on Mondays and, of course, try to recap it on Tuesdays.
Yeah, and yeah. You know what? We have to recap next week's on Tuesday, unless you want to do it by yourself, and then the following week, I won't be here until Wednesday.
Well, I guess we'll just play it by ear. I mean, the goal is we do it, recap it on Tuesday, since it airs on Monday. That's the thing, but my little one had fever sick, and I was dealing with that, and teething and everything else. I don't know, it was just, he had a fever.
Send some good thoughts to Mike's baby.
Oh, he's fine. I don't need your thoughts anymore.
He still needs thoughts.
No, he doesn't. He's quite gifted. He doesn't.
Okay. Send Mike your thoughts, because if he's teething, good luck with
there
that.
There you go. You can send it to me, but he's gifted. He's a gifted child. All right, people. I think we're done for the recap. So yes. It feels good to be back. Shout out to Gothamatics out there. And hold on. I have to send out because I didn't get to write them down. Let's see here. While you're go ahead and Amy, let everybody know where they can find you online so I can find my stuff.
Well, first I'm going to shout out to Vika. Thank you for retweeting our tweet. I will send you the link as soon as it's up. But if anybody wants to follow me on Twitter, it is AmyVRO for Variety Radio Online. We are VarietyRadioOnline.com. On Twitter, we are the VRO. Instagram, Variety Radio Online. Facebook, Variety Radio Online. We are everywhere.
Everywhere, she said, people.
Everywhere.
For me,
even on Audio Boom.
For me, you can check out iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. And Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. iWatchMike on Facebook. And, of course, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That is where my stuff is. And Amy and I are on this app. If you have an Apple, if you have an iPhone, go to the App Store and download an app called Good Shows. If you use TV Tag and Get Glue back in the day, you'll definitely love this app. And we're definitely going to be putting our reviews up there. I was waiting to do the podcast first. So people that are listening, if you go to Good Shows app and you're like, hey, you haven't done Gotham, it's because I want to record the show first and then write my review.
I can't
spoil it. But I want to send a shout out to Snoochie7 because I posted a picture on Twitter. And they tweeted me back. Her name's Karen Eastman, but she goes by Snoochie7 on whatchamacallit.
I like that. I like that name.
Snoochie7? I like that.
It reminds me of Jay and Silent Bob.
Okay. And then Kazzlepot, I hope I said that right. They actually tweeted back when I said I was taking a break and watching Gotham. Of course, I can't forget about my peeps in Dublin, Ireland. Yes. Gotham TV Gotham TV podcast.
I'm sorry. I want to apologize.
Whatever. Those are my people. And I think
they
that's
do
it.
Love
and
you.
Then of course the Sleepy Addicts. A shout out to them too. But that's Sleepy Addicts. That's a totally different show, but I like those people too. I'm just kind of going through my Twitter and
they don't like me.
No, they don't like you, but they like me. And I'm kind of seeing what else who else I got to talk to. Well, there's Amy McCracken. And she can be found on Twitter at @AmyVRO.
Yeah.
I'm just shouting out everybody.
She's really cool.
Oh, no, you might want to block her, people. But, yes, Gothamatics as well. And that is pretty much all my little shout-outs. And if I get some more or whatever, I will try to write them down and shout out to everybody. But that's pretty much it for the show. Thank you very much. And we'll be back next week to talk the next episode, which is going to be, it seems like, Mr. Freeze Part 2.
Yeah.
I'm excited. And will Gotham, I mean, will Gordon sleep with his fiance again?
When's she gonna have the baby? She's pregnant, right?
They can still have sex when she's pregnant.
But, like, did they even show her belly? I wasn't even paying
attention. Quit hating on her.
I love that actress. I loved her ever since Firefly, so no. Don't even.
I don't even know what Firefly is.
Oh, good Lord.
You talking about Firefly in Gotham?
No, not that Firefly.
Which, you notice how they mentioned her downstairs in Indian Hill.
They did.
That's my girl. All right, people, we're out of here. Say goodbye.
Bye. Ian.
Bye.
Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.